Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. I'm your host, Mike Davies. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Of course, the House has been in session working on a lot of material, and you are the chairman of the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee. You've been really busy in the last weeks, particularly dealing with some legislation that has caused some big problems, especially in your area, about milk hauling and government regulations that affect milk haulers in Pennsylvania. What's going on here? Why is this a significant issue?
Well, things have been very busy in Harrisburg, and our House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee has been very busy dealing with a number of issues, all centered around helping dairy farmers in Pennsylvania. And we considered a bill this week that I sponsored. It's House Bill 915 that deals with milk hauling and specifically deals with the situation when the governor places an emergency declaration calling for a travel ban on commercial vehicles and the significant trouble that has caused for milk haulers and dairy farmers. Because quite honestly, the cows continue to give milk and there's no way to shut off the switch. They're going to continue to be milked and the farmer has no choice but to ship the milk to a processing plant or to dump the milk down the drain. So this past winter, we had multiple occasions where a disaster declaration was issued and a travel ban was instituted on major highways. And there are specific examples whereby farmers could not get their milk out in a timely manner because the milk truck could not get out to the farm. So the legislation that I have sponsored would provide a limited exemption that when a disaster declaration is issued, milk trucks would be exempt from that declaration so that they can continue to haul the milk from the farm to the processing facility. Now, some people have stated that it's a safety issue, and I certainly recognize that, but it's important to recognize that dairy activities are different. This is a perishable product. The farmers are struggling significantly right now. Our dairy industry really is in a state of crisis, and farmers cannot afford to be dumping milk down the drain. So this is an important piece of legislation. It passed out of the Agriculture Committee in a bipartisan manner and moves to the House floor now for consideration.
Also, your committee heard some testimony from the Milk Marketing Board, part of the complex bureaucracy that surrounds the milk business. What's going on here?
Well, we continue to do all we can to help dairy farmers in Pennsylvania. Really, they are in a state of crisis. Farmers are just holding on because of a number of factors. And this week, we held a public hearing with the Pennsylvania Milk Marketing Board. It was an opportunity for the committee to hear from the board members on exactly what the Milk Marketing Board does, some strategies that they've been looking at, some listening sessions they've been holding around the state to hear from farmers. You know, this is a situation where we're all in this together. We all want to do what we can for dairy farmers. And a lot of topics came up regarding what we can do as a state government, because some of the things are out of our control. But there are some specific things on the state level that we can do. Things like the overorder premium that's assessed on milk being sold in the Commonwealth and the overall discussion of milk pricing itself. So it was a good discussion. It's a situation where legislation is being developed that I think down the road will help our dairy farmers. And it was a good opportunity for our committee members to talk face-to-face with the Milk Marketing Board as we all work together to support Pennsylvania dairy farmers.
You're also a member of an important committee that governs both energy and environmental resources, and I understand that you're taking a hard look at some efforts to provide some deregulation here. What's going on?
Well, we're working very hard on legislation to deal with regulations and the regulatory burden in Pennsylvania. When you look at businesses across the state, whether it be oil and gas or agriculture, any sector right now, what we're seeing is a broken system, a system that needs reform. A system that we need to take a look at exactly how state government enacts regulations and try to relieve that burden, because we're hearing from all of those sectors that there's a significant burden there. And our Environmental Resources and Energy Committee passed 7 bills this week to reform the regulatory process to try to relieve that burden. I was happy to vote for those bills, and they're heading to the House floor now for consideration.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.